Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
First, taking a look at the Irish Times, and uncertainty over flights continues as pilots yet to vote on the deal. Barry O'Halloran writing on the front page on the latest in the IALPA and the waiting game with IALPA in its dispute with Aer Lingus. And basically what IALPA is saying is they want to seek some clarifications about understandings of sections in the Labour Court recommendation. The exec met yesterday. But the thing is, we're now at Wednesday and Aer Lingus have only cancelled flights up to Sunday. So if there is no ballot to be held by tomorrow, then Aer Lingus are inconceivably going to have to cancel more flights because pilots are still undergoing their work to rule. Even as part of this dispute, and even though Aer Lingus has accepted the Labour Court recommendations of 17.75% pay rise, IALPA is still yet to give its own recommendation to its members. Also on the front page, the budget to include €8.3 billion in tax and spending package. And this is the summer economic statement that was revealed by the Finance Minister Jack Chambers and the Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue. It includes a $6.9 billion in taxation measures amounting to $1.4 billion. Also, Kevin O'Sullivan, it's the Irish Times Environment and Science editor, writing about climate change set to increase hospital admissions as finding from the ESRI. We will actually have more on this story coming up on a breakfast briefing. But that's what's on the front of the Irish Times and the Examiner. Irish abuse victim detained in Dubai. And this is the cabin crew member, Tori Towie from Roscommon, who is facing criminal charges in Dubai of quote-unquote attempted suicide and alcohol consumption. And her case was brought up in the Dáil yesterday. And basically the government saying that they will seek to intervene in this case. And as I said earlier, News Talk Breakfast will have more on this story later on. And the mayor in Cork has called for the state to buy a famous guitar played by Rory Gallagher. So this is the Fender Stratocaster, the iconic one, is going to be put up for auction in London in October with an estimated value of around £700,000 to £1 million sterling. That adds up to about €1.18 million. And basically it's being donated by Rory Gallagher's family, and there are now calls for it to kind of be bought up by the state and be treated as an iconic item, essentially, because of how famous it is from Rory Gallagher's time as a musician. And that's on the front of the Examiner. And on the front of the Irish Independent, dozens more flights set to be cancelled despite pilot's deal. That is the latest on Aer Lingus, as I was just talking about. And just while I have the Irish Indo here, just a couple of important stories inside it. On page 4, Ralph Regal looking through the county-by-county breakdown of the number of road deaths in Ireland this year, as the total death toll reaches 100. And that's 14% up on figures last year. And just looking at the map here, Cork and Mayo with the highest number of road deaths with 13 each, and Dublin with 11, and 0 in Laois and 1 in Kilkenny, Monaghan, Leitrim and Longford. So a very strong piece from Ralph Regal there. And also another one from Fionnuala Sheehan. Simon Coveney expected to announce his retirement in the next 48 hours. Former Taoiseach, former Foreign Affairs Minister, Enterprise Minister. Of course, he stepped back from Cabinet in the wake of Leo Varadkar's resignation as Taoiseach back in March. But now the Irish Independent reporting that he is set to announce he will not run for the next general election. Looking over to the Irish Daily Mail, and this is an interesting one. A piece by Ian Begley and Craig Hughes A newly elected councillor who claimed he was told his home was riddled with mica and joined a legal class action on the issue has placed his home on the market, saying he has now learned that it does not contain any defective materials. This is a piece about the independent councillor, Declan Meehan, and he has canvassed extensively in his constituency to fight for an enhanced redress scheme. However, he has denied a suggestion that he was seeking to make political advantage out of the situation that others in Donegal found themselves in with regards to mica. And he insists that the new test results on his home are, as a result, quote unquote, a real stroke of luck. And so senior government sources are now, last night, told the Mail that cases such as Mr. Meehan's highlighted the need to ensure sufficient checks and balances. Whether it's, although he seems to be an honest mistake, it's the type of thing that I think other people who have had their homes impacted by mica, they'll be looking on, they won't be impressed. And the Red Tops are all going with the with the story of Tori Towey, the 28-year-old Irish flight attendant who was brutally attacked in her home. And she's now facing jail in Dubai over an attempt to take her own life. And she told the Irish Sun that she's desperate to go home and that she's asking the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, to please help her. Simon Harris saying yesterday that he does intend to intervene in this case. And same again with the Irish Daily Mirror and the Star. They're both running with the Tori Towey story and the campaign to get her home. And just basically how she finds herself in facing charges for a situation that ultimately I don't think any woman wants to find themselves in, where they're under, it's a domestic violence situation. But the government saying that they will intervene on that. Just looking at quickly at the front of the British papers, the London Times, saying Greece is going to send drones to trap sunbed offenders. So this is stricter regulations on popular tourist beaches of people just hogging sunbeds and parasol shades. So just basically going up to the beach, putting their towel on and then heading off for a bit of shopping and just leaving it there. But so Greece has issued more than €350,000 in fines and in the last week on the likes of restaurants and entrepreneurs judged to be charging for spaces illegally or preventing free access. So these regulations introduced state that umbrellas and deck chairs must be at least 4 metres from the sea and that no rentals are allowed on beaches with less than 4 metres of sand. And And over the last 5 days, they've acted on more than 1,000 complaints, in and around, more so in around the Athens and Corfu areas. And just, I suppose, one more thing to look at from the British papers, the Daily Telegraph, or not the Telegraph, the Express, has a really good picture on page 8 and 9 of the House of Commons, which met for the first time yesterday following the general election. And it just, it's a panoramic photograph of a full Commons chamber as the new Prime Minister Keir Starmer makes his first speech. And quickly having a look at some inside some of the papers then, you in the Irish Times, Arthur Beasy writing that RTE cannot publish external earnings. So RTE's plan to disclose the outside earnings of its contractors, its presenters, it's hit a wall after the station chiefs were told that they had no legal power to actually do this. So the proposal to release summary details of approved activities was central to this transparency drive in RTE after the scandal last summer. And it's understood that a lot of the 2FM presenters, the likes of Darren Garrity, the two Johnnies, Jennifer Zamparelli, that one of the reasons they all left around the same time was because of this this intention to publish outside earnings. The Irish Examiner has an interview on page 7 with the new MEP, Nina Carberry. We haven't heard from her in a while, or didn't hear from her at all, really. But she spoke to the Irish Examiner. Cathal Haughey, the grandson of the former Taoiseach Charles Haughey, is having a go at Nicki Minaj in the Star. And he has said that music promoters have to stop booking artists who have what is described as a history of pulling out. This is, of course, the Nicki Minaj saga at Malahide Castle, and just one or two more bits and pieces. So News Talk Breakfast will be talking about this one later on. There, it's the axe for tolls ahead of the hurling final. Tim Lombard calling for this for July 21st. You know, there's an election in the air when politicians start appealing to the GAA cohort. And one more, Tesco club card vouchers worth 10.5 million euro have yet to be redeemed. And the supermarket is asking people to check their balance with 710,000 euro of vouchers due to expire next month. So if you're a Tesco shop and you have a club card, have a look at what's on your balance.
Breakfast Briefing
with Netwatch
on News Talk.